always is in the head, so it's not.
I'm taking a moment.
I was thinking which thing to say, and I decided to do Kiddush HaChodesh, and then I realized that Baruch Hashem, it's Mamash Rosh Chodesh, so it's extra mile, extra mile. So we have in the Parsha the whole Indian of Kiddush HaChodesh, Vayemer Hashem al Moshe ve'al Aaron, HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim. So there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and Chof Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara is talking about the Mishnah. The Mishnah says there, "She'ein ha'yochid ne'eman al yidei atzmai." That if you have a yochid alone, he is not allowed to be the judge to do the Kiddush HaChodesh all alone. You need three people. You know the Mishnah there, "Yoshivu mechavireyem etzel ha'yochid." It says there that there was a story. Three people saw the new moon. That was it. And those three people happened to be the Bezdin. The three people that saw the Levana were the Bezdin themselves. So two have to act as the Edom. So two of these three people stand up and they are the Edom. And now there's only one man left from the Bezdin. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says, find some friends, find two other people, and sit them down, please sit down, right? So now you have this official person from the Beis Din, two chaverim, and then they can testify. Why do we need these two friends? She'ein ha'yochid ne'emon al yidei atzmai. If you're just going to have one man from the Beis Din sit down all alone, you can't have one man Beis Din. Right? That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, why is it taka that you can't have one person to be a Beis Din? By money, you could. The din is yachid mumche. If somebody's a yachid mumche, he's allowed to be of dying all alone. Right? That's a din. It says it in Shulchan Aruch. Just that the Shulchan Aruch says that we don't do this anymore because we don't have such grace of mumchim. But the din is, the Gemara says, a yachid mumche, if you're a mumche, you're allowed to be a dying all alone. It brings there the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Al tehi dan yechidi, it's not a good idea to do it, but you could. So why is the din by Rosh Chodesh, it says, Ein ha'yochid ne'eman al di'atzma, that a one dying isn't good. Why is it different than dinei mamonis? So the Gemara answers, because it says in the Torah, Vayoymer Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron, HaChodesh hazeh lochem, both of you should do it together. Adi ika Aaron ba'adoch. Hashem is saying it has to be you, Moshe and Aaron. So the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu is a ganz fine mumcha. Right? The Gemara says, Ein lecha mumcha gadol mi Moshe Rabbeinu. So why can't Moshe Rabbeinu do it alone? Elamai, the Torah is coming outright to teach us that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, even a mumcha is not going to be enough. We're going to need three people. Right? And the Gemara says, how do you know? Three? Because once it's two, you can never have a Beis Din Shakal, so it's going to have to be three. So that's the piece of the Gemara. So Rav Shmuel Razovsky in Sanhedrin says he heard a kasha, that people ask the following kasha. There's a few places, we'll say over, in Sanhedrin, where we say the concept, Moshe Rabbeinu b'mokam ayin alef koi, that Moshe Rabbeinu is equal to 71, all alone. Moshe Rabbeinu is equal to 71. Rashi writes, why is that? Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he can judge, so Hashem is telling him he can do every case, so he's as good as the biggest best. Where do we see this in the Gemara? Two places. One is the Gemara says that who can appoint a Sanhedrin? We have, every Shevet had its own private Sanhedrin. There were Reuven had his Sanhedrin, Shimon had his Sanhedrin. Who has the authority to appoint the Sanhedrin? Shivim ve'echad. You need a 71, the big Beis Din, Sanhedrin HaGadol, is required to do that. How do we know that? Because Moshe Rabbeinu himself made the Sanhedrins in the days of Yisroel. In Parashas Yisroel, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yisroel told him in Eitzah, right? You go ahead and make Sanhedrin. Now, the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu is like 71. So just like you needed Moshe Rabbeinu to do it, so too, nowadays that we don't have Moshe Rabbeinu, you need 71 to replace it. So there you see the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu b'malkum shivim ve'echad koi. Another place you have that, it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin also, in first parak, a koyen gadol. If a koyen gadol did a chet of misa, I think the Gemara says maybe even Malchus, but misa for sure, right? He was mechal Shabbos. You usually, if somebody's mechal Shabbos, you can judge him in a court of 23, but a koyen gadol has to be judged in 71. How do we know this? Because Yisrael said, kol hadavar hagadol yaviu eilecha, v'chol davar hakatoin yishpetu heim. So what does it mean, the davar hagadol, says the Gemara? The things of the koyen gadol. The inyonim that involve a koyen gadol, they have to go to you. So Rashi explains, so where do you see 71? Because if they're going to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the same thing as saying 71. So you see all over that Moshe Rabbeinu had the power of the Bezdin of Shim Ve'echad, just like you need 71 people to judge a Kohen Gadol, Moshe Rabbeinu could do it. Just like you need 71 people to set up a Bezdin, Moshe Rabbeinu could do it. So if so, L'chaira, Moshe Rabbeinu should also be good enough to do Kiddush HaChodesh, because he's 71 people. He's as good as 71. So why did Hashem say you need Aaron to help you out? So the Gemara said, because you need three. Moshe Rabbeinu is much better than three. Moshe Rabbeinu is already holding by 71. 71, B'chlam Asayimon, is for sure three. So why could he do, he could judge a Kohen Gadol alone. He could set up a Sanhedrin alone. So why can't he also do Kiddush HaChodesh alone?
Who would have teach you that halacha? You could have.
Okay, but Rav Shmuel is saying the words in the Gemara is Ad Deika Aaron Bahadoch, right? Vayomer Hashem al Moshe b'al Aaron. Hashem said,
Sanhedrin and Big Sanhedrin, two brothers concerned.
No.
So that's the right.
Oh, very good. This is Mamash my taina on Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel seems to be taking the Gemara Mamash literally. That it means that Hashem Mamish told Moshe Rabbeinu, you got to have Aaron with you. Is that really the pshat? It's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Moshe Rabbeinu, two brothers or two relatives cannot serve on a Sanhedrin together. It makes a hekesh. Just like two brothers can't be Edim, we're makish Edim to Sanhedrin. Just like two brothers can't be Edim, two brothers can't sit on the Sanhedrin together. So l'chayr, no matter what, anyways, it's not literal. So if it's not literal, maybe it doesn't mean Moshe Rabbeinu either. It means stam, if there'd be stam three yidim. It's like using it as an example doesn't mean Moshe Rabbeinu with Aaron. Okay, that's I'll get to that mahalach. But I still hear where Shmuel's coming from. Fine, so we have to somewhat make the Gemara not literal. We have to say it didn't really mean with Aaron, it meant with someone else. But this way we're going to have to go even worse and say it's not for Moshe Rabbeinu at all. We're going to have to say that like the Gemara means Moshe Rabbeinu taka could do it himself. And when it says Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Loshen Rabbim, both of you Lo'ila Moshe Rabbeinu could do it all alone. Because he is 71. Hashem was just giving him a hint that in the future when we won't have you and we won't have 71 and you'll just have a regular person, then you'll need two people.
Is it
not so gewaltig to say
it? Is it true that by Bezdin for Kiddush HaChodesh they can't have brothers on Bezdin? They've been signed by Sanhedrin. And that's good for the Lingam.
Well, the din is even a three thing Bezdin can't have brothers. That's Pashit. That's right in the Ramon. Simon Zion, right away he brings down that when you have Dayanim, he means Dayanim, of course, of Mammon, Chesha Mishpat Simin Zayin. We don't do any of the other things anyways. We don't kill anyone. All our Dayanim are three. So he brings the din down right there. You can't have Kravim. And the reason is Pasha, because it's a hekesh to Adam. Adam is by every, always Adam can't be brothers. So it's always a din. Why not?
Because it says, You need 10 people to do.
So how is he going to... But I mean, it's got to be that. But look, the Gemara says he could do Aaron, right? And Aaron, he's getting killed. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kol adavar hagadol, Aaron hakoyin hagadol, yavir elechem, bring it to you." So the Gemara says that shows you need 71 because Moshe Rabbeinu is like 71. So it looks like Moshe Rabbeinu is doing it all alone.
You need to see from the kosher shapes that Moshe Rabbeinu was done.
How do you know he was done? Hashem told him the instructions, but who is to say who did the case?
Isn't he a
I mean, maybe. That's what we were talking about. So, Moshe and Aaron are brothers.
Yeah, I understand that. So how could he judge him anyway?
Oh, yeah, well, it doesn't say the word Aaron. It says Hagorol, the Kohen Gorol, meaning if it won't be your brother. It didn't say it was Aaron. It could be...
Is it simple that every sock din that is the 71, that the three can do, that a 71 can definitely do?
Yeah. There's no exceptions to that.
No exceptions to that.
No exceptions to that. Always it could do.
It's a Rove Dale's kind of thing, something. Like, certain things you need to have... Split of days.
Yeah, but L'chaira, this is the kasha. L'chaira, here you see the Gemara said by Aaron.
Himself has 71 days within him.
He's good. That's at least the pasuk shot in the Gemara.
You need like 8
of
maybe by
Kishon
Chodesh,
you
need a dying that could be it's a very funny lashon in that mission. It says she'ino a yochid neman.
Yeah, the word neman is interesting lashon.
Right. So I mean. Is that telling you that they also have to be roi to be able to say Adis? And that's the one thing Moshe Rabbeinu can't do by himself.
I hear that's like chidushim fire. I hear. I have to start like a whole new sechta for that. But I'm saying, yeah, it's a good ha'ara, the word Naaman, but like, can't make the whole. Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara say that by Adis and Chedish, the one that gave after the Avonoi?
Yes, there's a machlokes tanoim. There's a machlokes tanoim there. If brothers could be eidim, so that all right. You already brought it up. It's a good point. According to the Tana that says that there's a the Tana who said that brothers could be eidim also learned it from Moshe v'Aaron, because he learned hachodesh hazelochem, meaning you Moshe and Aaron could be the eidim. So even though in the whole Torah, eidim are got to be separate, not relatives, not brothers, exception by Kiddush HaKadosh. So he, that Tana, I would imagine he, Taka, would hold that for Kiddush HaKadosh that you could also have brothers on the Beis Din, because the whole Yerushalmi is that we're makish the Edom to the Beis Din. And Taka in the Turi Evan on that Taf, it sounds like he says that Tana, we don't hold like him. We hold that brothers are puzzled by Kiddush HaKadosh for the Edom, like the other Tana there, you know what it says there, they went to the Beis Din and then they went to the other Beis Din, you know, in that Mishnah. So we hold that they're puzzle. So then I will go along with that, that also their Beis Din can't be brothers. So this is the important thing, even if Ilu Loibosa El Lishmo Darazed Daya, I think, because this bothered me for like an hour till I finally decided it's gotta be like, when the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, that you can't do the Kiddush Levana alone. You got to have Aaron Badoch. The Gemara is definitely Lav Davka, because there's no way it could be Moshe with Aaron. They're brothers. Just this idea, I think, is important. I was looking in few Svarim. I didn't find anyone mentioning this point. I think it's a Poshup Shot point. But it's Lav Davka. It just means someone else. And Aaron is a remez. So the Shaila just is, how far should we take it? So we could say, the whole Gemara is a remez. It doesn't mean not Moshe Rabbeinu and not Aaron HaKohen. It means other people. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't want to go that far. He wants to say it's still Moshe Rabbeinu himself. So if so, he's saying, why can't Moshe Rabbeinu do it himself?
Is Aaron related to Moshe Rabbeinu? Could a man though?
Why not? They're brothers before. What's wrong
we
with being brothers?
We don't find other relatives. Married her... his father married his aunt.
The Gemara asked that kasha. The Gemara asked, how did he marry his aunt? And the Gemara says, either it's a raya that Ben Noach is allowed to marry his aunt, or it was only his aunt mina father, not from the mother. That's what the Gemara says. So they were related. They were related, yeah. Okay, so that's the kasha. So Shmuel starts off, first I'm going to say over Shmuel's whole pshat. Then afterwards I can say my pshat. But first to make sure I get Reb Shmuel's pshat in. Reb Shmuel says pshat like this. First, he starts off with the kasha on a Rambam. The Rambam is talking about appointing a melech in Hilchos Malachim. And the Rambam says when you appoint a new king on Klal Yisrael, you need a Navi to do it, and the Sanhedrin. Where do we see this? Because Yehoshua was appointed by Moshe Rabbeinu, and he, Moshe Rabbeinu, Ubeis Dinoi, made Yehoshua into the king. And Moshe Rabbeinu, I think maybe he says Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi also. But I think that was who the Navi was. But also you had Sanhedrin there because Moshe Beis Dino appointed him. So you see you need a Sanhedrin also to appoint the king. So the Bris Kerav asked, why does it say Moshe U Beis Dino? Moshe Rabbeinu himself is Doch 71. He doesn't need any help from anyone else. So why did it say in the Rambam's Lashon Moshe U Beis Dino? So Bris Kerav said a beautiful vart. He said like this. It says in the Torah, in Parshas Baal Oischa, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, how long is it? How can I do this? It's too hard. Lo mahari oisali, right? Losum es masa kol ha'om hazeh aloi. Right? You put the masa of the whole om on me. Then he goes, vayte hanoiche arisi, and so on and so on. What did Hashem say back? Es fali shivimish, get me 70 men, v'nosu itcha. And they're going to carry with you the mask. So Bris Kerav says, what's the pshat in Moshe Rabbeinu's taina, and what was Rabbeinu Shalalem's answer back? So there, the pshat is like this. The Bez Din of Shivim Be'echad represents Klal Yisrael. It's different than the other Bez Dins that are 23 or 3. They judge cases. The Bez Din of Shivim Ve'echad is whenever you need a representation of Klal Yisrael, it's the Bez Din of Shivim Ve'echad. They do it. When it's like for example, Bris Kerav himself explained this more in his Sefer on the Rambam on Sanhedrin. He says that it says that you need 71 people to make a new Kohen Gadol. You need the Bez Din of Shivim Ve'echad to make a new Kohen Gadol. And there's no Mekor. There's no Pasuk on that anywhere. So he says, the word is, because Klal Yisrael has to appoint the Kohen Gadol. Who then? Who's supposed to pick the Kohen Gadol? It's Yid, Klal Yisrael. The Bez Din of Shivim Ve'echad represents Klal Yisrael. So Memela, they do it. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Losum es masa kol ha'om hazeh aloi. How long is it going to be that I am alone Klal Yisrael? That's like, then I represent the whole Klal Yisrael. That masa is too great. So Hashem said, okay, Esfali Shivimish, gather to me 70 people, Vinasu Itcha, and they'll bear it with you. What does that pasuk mean, says the Gemara? It means that a Bezdin of 71, a Bezdin is Shivim Ve'echad. Where does it say, where in the Chumash does it say that there's number 71? So Gemara says, it's this pasuk right here. Right here, the pasuk is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu is getting 70 people, v'nasu itcha, and they'll bear it with you, and now you have 71. So the Tosfos Yomtov asks a kasha on that Gemara. Bris Kerav doesn't bring the Tosfos Yomtov, but this mamish brings out the Bris Kerav. In fact, the Tosfos Yomtov, that's not number 71, that's 141. Because it's 70 people, plus Moshe Rabbeinu, which is equal to 71 more people. So where do you see 71? So Tosfos Yomtov says a whole teretz to answer it. He says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was with others, then he only counted like one. When he was alone, he counted like 71. When he was with them, he was only like one. A whole chiddush. So Dr. Bris Kerav, no, that's exactly what happened. The Rabbeinu Shalom said, fine, you will no longer carry the Klal Yisrael. It will be you with them. No more. You're not 71 anymore. That's exactly what the Rebbeinu Shem was telling him. You're saying that it's too much to be the mass of Kol Ha'om Hazeh Aloi, that I am the whole Klal Yisrael. So Hashem said, fine. Esra li shivimish. Get with me 70 people. And then Vinasu itcha, they'll all do it with you, and you'll all be together 71. Right? Like the Gemara says, Kihehi de limtinu shiba mikshur, right? That a lot of times it says he didn't want to take the whole achrayis alone. That was Moshe Rabbeinu saying, it's too much achrayis to take all alone. So the Moshe said, fine, we'll be a whole 71 together. So Memela said, the Brisker Rav, with this is miyush of my kasha. Why does it say Moshe Rabbeinu ubeis dinoi had to appoint Yeshua? Because when did that happen? When was Yeshua appointed? In Pinchas. When did the pasuk happen of the 71? In Baal Oischa. So Baal Oischa is before. So he was no longer 71 anymore. By the time it came to appoint the new king Yeshua, Moshe Rabbeinu was a pasha deid legabe this inyan. He wasn't 71. So Taka the Rambam said, Moshe ubeis dina. Okay, that is the Brisker Rav's pshat. That's the Brisker Rav's
pshat. Those two riots you gave before from the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu represents 71 would happen before.
Well, let's see what they are. Sure. One was that he set up the Sanhedrin in the days of Yisroi. Okay. So that's in Yisroi. And the other one is that Yisroi told Moshe Rabbeinu, if the Kohen Gadol it needs to get punished, you'll do it. Because in the meantime, Taka, at a certain point, by once Baal Oischa, no more.
Why did he need Espel Ish and Ish if he had already set up? If he took Yisrael's Eitzel, and I know it's right after Yisrael leaves, but I don't know if that's. If he took Yisrael's Eitzel, what does he need Espel Ish and Ish?
Well, because.
Why should have said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you have a Sanhedrin, take them?
Well, there was no Sanhedrin of Ayin Alf. There was sorry Chamishim, sorry Asaras, sorry Alofim, but there was no Sanhedrin of 71. Moshe Rabbeinu was still the only thing that counted for 71. That's a pashtus.
The ones that went with him to Parma?
Well, they were the ones that ended up being the Sanhedrin. That's what Rashi brings, right? Asher Yodata, you should take the people you know. Says Rashi, he took, when he finally remained in Baal Oischa, those 71 Sanhedrin, those were the ones that were hit. So Moyer Dikazach, you see, right? That those people, I mean, L'chair, when you get to a Sanhedrin, you can't pick people who are fine and mention. You have to have... But you see that they obviously had enough godless to be on the Sanhedrin, but that was what was Kaveah. Stop, all right. But you see, that was what was Kaveah to be on the Sanhedrin. So that's where Briskarov's pshat. So Reb Shmuel says it's a beautiful pshat, and Be'emis, I just want to be Mo'irer, that this rayon, this idea that when Moshe Rabbeinu made a Sanhedrin, he was no longer 71, can be found in more sources. The Chassam Sofer says it. The Chassam Sofer says it in a tshuva in Chelek Zayin. And on the bottom of my, they have these newer Chassam Sofers, they say, Kein Kosav B'Toisves Chachmei Anglia. No, they have Toisves Chachmei Anglia, says it. And then a different time I saw in the Shal Tshuvas Chikrei Lev. You know, there's a Moyer Dika Tshuvas Chikrei Lev. I believe he was maybe the father of the Kaf HaChaim. I think it was the father of Kaf HaChaim, Moyer Dika Tshuvas, in Oyer HaChaim and Simon Kuf Chof, was mechaven to the same thing. So you have four gedoyim misnabim besignon echad. Chassam Sofer, the Chikrei Lev, this Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, and the Brisker Rav all said the same thing, that once they made the Sanhedrin of Shivim Ve'echad, then that was it. Moshe Rabbeinu was one. He was no longer 71. Okay. And Reb Shmuel wants to show in Diyukim in Rashi, in the first parak of Sanhedrin, that Rashi also is mashma, that he holds this pshat. But Reb Shmuel says, im kol zeh, there's going to be another Rambam that the Brisker Rav didn't bring, which is going to make a problem on the whole pshat. And the problem is that there's another Rambam in Pirsha Mishnayis. When you have that Mishnah, that to set up a Sanhedrin, you need 71. So where do we learn it? From Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Rambam, Moshe ubeis dinoi hekimu Sanhedrin bimei Yisrael. Now what are you going to do over there? That's really a problem. Why did he write Beis Dinoi over there? That was well before. That was in the days of Yisrael. That's before Baal Oischa. Why did he need a Beis Dinoi there? Right? And that's a real mamish a good kasha, because that's the source, the Gemara on that case is Gufa saying that Moshe Rabbeinu is like 71. So what's the pshat in that? Yeah, so that's his kasha. Zokter Shmuel, I'll tell you a different mahalach, and this can answer both rounds together. It will answer Moshe Ubeis Dinoi by Yeshua, and it will also answer Moshe Ubeis Dinoi by the Sanhedrin, which is the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin in Perek Beis says the lowest amount of people that can be a Bezdin is 3. You can have 3, you have 23, and you have 71. The lowest is 3. Says the Rambam, even though the lowest Bezdin is 3, and any less than 3 is Nishken Bezdin, but one person could still be a Dayan and Dan if he's a Mumcha. So the Shaila is, what is he saying? So then the lowest number is 1 at the end. How do you read the Rambam? Even though the lowest number to be a Bezdin is 3, but one person can be a Dayan. So then he could. So what do you say? So the Rambam himself explains himself like 3 prakim later. In Perek Beis, he just says that. But in Perek Hey, he says that even though a person could be a Dayan, one Yid could be a Dayan alone, but he's not a Beis Din. Nafkamina says the Rambam, let's say you do Hadas Baal Din. So we know once you do Hadas Baal Din in front of Beis Din, that's the end of you. Then you can't go back. That's only in front of a Beis Din. But if you did it in front of this Dayan, then you can go back. Or another thing, there's a din called Huchza Kafrin, right? You came to a court case and you said a tiny, right? Then they caught you. 2 Adim caught you, you lied. So now you lost your kayach, you can't tell anything anymore. We don't trust, nothing you say is worth anything because you're already Huchza Kafrin. Says the Rambam, that's only if you were kayfer in front of a bezdin. But if you're in kayfer in front of this dying mumche, you could still be a valid tayin. You could say everything, nothing happened to you. So the Ktzois in Simen Gimel says, pshat, what's going on here? He says, what the Rambam is telling you is that one person can judge your case, but he's like a Rav, he says. He's like Isser Veheter. You call up a Rav on the phone, right? Bad chicken, this, that, the milk. The Rav tells you the answer. Does he need a Bezdin? No. Tells you the din. The same thing, there's such a concept by Mammon. That if you're a dying mumche, if you have the qualities of a dying mumche, then you can tell the person you owe the money and your pater and your psak counts, but you're not a bezdin. Okay, that's what the Rambam's lashon is clearly. He says 3 is the lowest bezdin, 1 is nishkan bezdin, but he can just paskin. And the Ktzai starts saying a bunch of other nafkaminas, a lot of nafkaminas. Anytime you need the idea of bezdin, one can't do it. So Zokter Shmuel Yeshlachkor. What's the idea that one can't be a Bezdin, and even though he could be a Dayan? You could say, he says, that it's a certain amount of like koyach, a certain amount of 3 people are better, you know, are stronger, you know, they have more people, more input, so they're better. One person's just not strong enough. Or you could say, this is what you were saying. You could say that the svara is because a bezdin means harkavas deyos, that you have different opinions forming that everyone is in agreement. And a bezdin simply has to be a group of people that they all come to a conclusion and not one deyer. He says, what's a nafkamina? The nafkamina is if you'll have Moshe Rabbeinu. If you're talking about how good and strong and solid that Moshe Rabbeinu could be like 71 and no problem. Even though always the limit is 3. Okay, that's by 3 normal people. 3, but Moshe Rabbeinu is an exception. He could be better. But if you say that the mahus of a bezdin is that it's a harkov of deis, that it's a group of people making up a decision, so soif ko soif, Moshe Rabbeinu is one person. He has one day. He's not 3 days. So then nothing could be an exception. So Zokter Shmuel, that could be the pshat. The Rambam holds the second side of the Hakir, that Moshe Rabbeinu has the koyach of 71. Meaning he's as smart and as clear and as solid and as choshev and everything is 71. There's only one technical problem. He's still only one day. So to make Moshe Rabbeinu, that it should work, soif kol soif, he needs 2 people there. So that he could have three, he could push it, so he could push it have three. Or else you won't have the 3 days. You have to always have hakavah days. Now if he has three, it's fine, because you already have, besides hakavah days, you have 3 days. Elamai, because you're supposed to have 71, so Moshe Rabbeinu can put all the numbers. He can put 100. There's no limit to how much koyach Moshe Rabbeinu has. It's just that you still need it to have a tzuras best, and it has to be three people. By Kohen Gadol, Moshe Rabbeinu would have to get two helpers. It says Yaviu Eilecha. That just meant mitzad that he has enough koyach to do it. But mitzad the tzura, you always need three. That you always need a bezdin. It has to have a tzuras bezdin. One person just simply isn't the best.
It also answers because you can have.
Oh, now you can have itzilu, right? You can have that, and now you can have that. You won't have the 10, but you'll have the 3. So, Ada is 10. You won't have that. That's still your.
You just need a rove of two for
me. Yeah, you're right. So you'll have that. You'll have. So Mimela, he says that answers both Rambams. It answers the Rambam Moshe Beis Dinoi put up Yeshua. It also answers Moshe Beis Dinoi made the Sanhedrin. Who is this Beis Dinoi? These two Eden that helped him. Whoever he got, he had to have two people to make it to be considered a Beis Din. But he called it Moshe Ubeis Dinoi because Moshe put in the 71. Ubeis Dinoi to make it a Beis Din. Memela, it's Miyashev, both Rambams. Memela, Zokt, Reb Shmuel. It's Miyush of the original Kasha that we started with. The original Kasha we started with was, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu we can't do Kiddush L'Chaydush alone? But isn't Moshe Rabbeinu 71? The answer is, but even though he is 71, he doesn't have a Tzuris Bezdin in any ways, he always needs two more people.
And by Ir Miklat, is that in the Mishnah also?
Ir Mikla, what about it? I don't know what.
I'm saying Az Yavdil Moshe, he did it by himself, that's certainly after.
But it doesn't say. Does it say you need 71? I don't recall that. I don't think it's in the Mishnah. I don't remember that in the Mishnah. I don't think so. Okay, so that's what he says.
So you need more than Aaron.
Right. So the Gemara did say that. The Gemara said that also. The Gemara said, and once you know two, so then anybody's in shakal, so you need a third one. Okay, so that's his teretz that Moshe Rabbeinu taka need. Now the emes is that it says in the Rambam, this is mamish a very amazing. Now I'm just saying this is just to hear this also important thing. There's a huge machloikas Rambam and Ramban about Kiddush HaChodesh. Very well known, I think, that there is a machloikas, but the details are very not. It's very. The Rambam is in Sefer Mitzvahs in Kuf Nun Gimel. The Rambam shita is that you need the Sanhedrin HaGadol to do Kiddush HaChodesh. You need 71 to do Kiddush HaChodesh, but they're allowed to give reshus for others to represent them. That's how come you find in Mishnah that three can do it, because they gave them reshus. Says the Rambam, and this goes weiter and weiter throughout all the generations, that you always need a Sanhedrin of 71. So he says, so then how is it that nowadays we have Rosh Chodesh anymore. We don't have a Sanhedrin of 71. So he says, in a chanami, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh with Al-Pi HaRi'iyah is no longer here. And now we have a brand new mitzvah of doing it Al-Pi Cheshbin. And Al-Pi Cheshbin doesn't need, not so clear, he doesn't say exactly what it needs, what it doesn't need. But one thing he does say befeish, you still need it to be done through the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, and if Chas V'Shalom, there will be no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, there's no more Rosh Chodeshes and no more Yamim Tov. He says that Lashon? But Hashem promised that will never happen. And I guess, according to the Rambam, it never happened. There was always some Jews. So then there's a whole huge shaila. That's a whole big So what do these Jews do? How do they do it? Let's say right now, who's doing it? Who's making Rosh Chodesh? Some people say that the Rambam holds as long as you're keeping Rosh Chodesh, that's how you do it. Somehow or other, the Rambam gets through it. That's how it works even nowadays. You need Jews in Eretz Yisrael. and they make it Rosh Chodesh. So, and he says, so you should know that when you're sitting in Chutz La'aretz and you see on your calendar that today's Rosh Chodesh, like the Rambam, Chas V'Shalom, that's nothing. The reason why it's Rosh Chodesh is because the Yidin and Eretz Yisrael are making it Rosh Chodesh for you. That's what it says in the Rambam. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban argues on the whole thing. He says, there's no mikor for this whole thing. He says, even the Rambam has a whole lush in there. He says, if you, in order to understand that, you need to have a das amuka in Gantz Shas, and you have to be a big bar havana and a whole lashonis, and then you'll understand what I'm saying. So Ramban says, I don't consider myself that I have a das amuka in the whole Shas, but I think I have enough das for Hilchas Kiddush HaKadosh. That's what he said. Memela, I saw Shas on this, and there's no right to this in Shas. That's what Ramban said. He said, where does it say you need Sanhedrin for Kiddush HaKadosh? Doesn't say. You need 3 Dayanim, that's all. No more. And then he starts bringing all the Maor HaMikdamos where you see 3. It's not really a tie against the Rambam, because the Rambam already said that the Bet Sanhedrin could let 3, but you don't. Where do you get 71 from? And then he says, and this also, this Indian that the Rambam is saying, that nowadays, every time, every month, the Beis Din is doing Kiddush HaChodesh now with this Cheshbin. No, that's not Pshat. The Pshat is that the Hillel HaZaken saw what's happening, that there's not going to be Smicha anymore, and he still had Smicha. So he made Kiddush HaChodesh forever. He did it all the months, right then and there. And even though we say Lechatchila, you're not supposed to do it so far in advance, but Hechad the Efshar Shaini, so he went ahead and he made Kiddush HaChodesh for all the months with a bezin of 3 people with smuchim. So the Ramban, he's really arguing like on 3 things, really. First of all, he says, what the Rambam says, you need 71, no Zecher Lamoy, you need 3. Second thing is that the Rambam split it like up into 2 zachen, that there's like 1 Kiddush HaChodesh of Alpiria with Sanhedrin. Then there's a whole new kind of Kiddush HaChodesh with Cheshbin that works a whole different way. It's not 2 different things. It's the same thing. It's the same. Beis Din does both of them. And the third thing that the Rambam is saying is that every year and every month, nowadays, they're doing the Kiddush HaChodesh. It's not so. They already Hillel Zaken did it for all the days. So the Ramban writes in the middle, he says, maybe, where could the Rambam get this thing of Sanhedrin? Where did the Rambam get it from? Maybe he got it from the Pasuk. Because it says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, Rosh Chodashim, and Moshe Rabbeinu is 71. So maybe he got it from that Pasuk. So Zok the Ramban, that's not a good Mar Mokum. Because then why didn't it say Lecha? HaChodesh HaZeh Lecha. If it's because of 71. Elamai has nothing to do with that Moshe Rabbeinu is 71. That's how he slugs up that Marmok. But if you look in the Rambam Sai, in the Rambam Kiddush HaChodesh Perkei Halacha Aleph, or in the Mitzvah of Mitzvahs, the Rambam does say that's where he got it from. He says black and white. Shenem tzrichim Kiddush HaChodesh b'Sanhedrin. Shenem ar HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. She'atem tekadshu oy haboim bimkoimchem. And from there we know 71. So the kash is, but the Ramban has a tain on that. So why didn't it say lecha? Zokter b'shmul, lefi dorenu, it's mushav heitev. Because it's true that Moshe Rabbeinu was 71. And still, Gemara Taka said that we need lechem, we need Aaron too, because you always need 3 people. So that is gufa, the teretz, to the Rambam, that you could see it lechem, and it means still Sanhedrin Vayna. So that ad kan divrei Reb Shmuel. Okay, now the first thing I want to add is
obviously the Ramban
didn't learn like that. So why did the Ramban argue on the Rambam? So I want to say a teretz that the Ramban is lishitase. What's the lishitase? There's a Ramban in Ksubis on Daf Chof Alf Amid Beis. The Ramban wants to say that just like it says in the Gemara we had, that a Yochid Mumche can dan, he's able to be a dayan, so too, a Yochid Mumche can be Mekabel Edus. A Yochid Mumche can accept Edim, not just that if there's 2 litigants, he can be the dayan, he can be Mekabel Edim. He can do Drisha Chakira on them, and accept them to be a good Eidus. So the Tashbates in Siman Aleph brings this Ramban. And the Tashbates says, I don't know, this Ramban is a big Chiddush, because the Rambam wrote that a Dayan Echad Mumche doesn't count for Hoidah Befanav, doesn't count for Kfira, for Huchzei Kafron. So Im Kain, I think that according to the Rambam, probably the Rambam would say he can't be Makabal Eidus either, because Kabbalah Eidus needs a best. That's what the Tashbit says. So Lefi Anius Daiti, what's going on here is, but the Ramban holds that a Dayan Mumche is like a Bezdin. And therefore the Ramban holds that a Dayan Mumche can be Mekabel Eidus, and he would taka hold that a Dayan Mumche, you could make Hodas Baal Din in front of him, and you could be Huchzei Kafron. They all go together. So that's the shayrish of the machlokes. The Ramban held that if Moshe Rabbeinu is 71, then he is a Bezdin all alone. Because the Ramban's shita is that a Dayan Mumche, a Dayan Yochid Mumche is a Bezdin all alone. He doesn't have this Tzuris Bezdin shita. He holds that one person can be considered a Bezdin for all matters. And so therefore the Ramban said what he said. The Ramban said that I hold that if Moshe Rabbeinu is Ayin Aleph, then it would say Lecha, because Ramban's Shita is one person is a Bezdin. The Rambam argues, the Rambam holds it's three. That's why I say the Machlekes. Ad Kan Lefi Shitas Reb Shmuel. But I wanted to say an entirely different teretz, entirely to the whole Kasha, starting from the very beginning of the whole thing. Let's start all the way over from the end.
According to the Ramban,
the whole Gemara, when it says you need Aaron, is lav davka. It means other people, right? Moshe Rabbeinu himself could be able to do it alone. Until you come to, all right, now I want to change to a whole brand new malach. Start all the way starting from the beginning of the whole shir again. The kasha at the very beginning of the whole thing was, it says in the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, you can't do it alone, you need to have Aaron with you. So the original kasha at the very start was, why can't he do it alone? He's 71. Okay, so we had a whole mahalach that even 71, but Moshe Rabbeinu always needs two people together with him. I want to say different mahalach. The teretz is that Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he become 71? Says Rashi, because Hashem told him he's a shofet. Hashem told him that he's a shofet. So Memela, that included all cases, any size, bigger and small. So Memela, he's 71. When exactly did Hashem tell him he's a shofet? Pashtus, when it says Vayeshev Moshe, Lishpatasa'ab. Pashtus, when the Torah was given. So he was the shofet, because he knew the Torah, and there was Torah to be done. So he was a shofet. So Im Kain, I want to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was not the Sanhedrin of 71 in Mitzrayim. Because there was no Torah yet, and there was no Sanhedrins or anything like that yet. So Memele, he wasn't the Shofet. So I want to, that itself, that's my whole answer right away. Moshe Rabbeinu was not 71 in Mitzrayim. But the kasha on me is, and Reb Shmuel himself points this out, he says, he also says such a tzad, but he says, it's impossible. Because if Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't 71, then how did they ever do Kiddush HaChodesh in Mitzrayim? Bishlamo, according to the Ramban, okay, you don't need 71. You could have any Bezdin. So you got three Yidin in Mitzrayim, and they did Kiddush HaChodesh. But it says in the Chumash, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Valar, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, they somehow pulled it off, they did Kiddush HaChodesh. So if Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't 71, so then how did they do Kiddush HaChodesh in Mitzrayim? Because they were a Vikadesh, but Hashem didn't make
I'm
the Kiddush
HaChodesh. Now was the time.
Okay, but you still need someone to do it. Reb Shmuel just told them the halachas, but who's going to do it? So he says, that's his raya, the Zokter Shmuel, that's my raya, that Moshe Rabbeinu must have been 71 already, starting right then and there. Or else, there would be no way to make a Kiddush HaChodesh. So I want to answer that raya. Because there's a famous kasha. A lot of one of the swarm they ask is a sefer called Seder Mishnah. That's the son of the Machzis HaShekel. Has a sefer on the Rambam called Seder Mishnah. That there's a Rambam in Sanhedrin that gives you a reshima of all the things that you need 71. He goes through all the different things. He says Melech has to need 71, and Yarni Dachas needs 71. He does not say Kiddush HaChodesh. He doesn't mention that Kiddush HaChodesh needs 71. So why was he mashmit this case? So there's a well-known teretz that's in different svarim, Birkas Koyein from Reb Shmuel Deutsch and Reb Moshe Shmuel Shapiro on Rosh Hashanah, and other svarim I saw that Rav Chaim Yaakov Yafin, you know, the father of Rav Avram Yafin, put in such a shtickle in the Sefer Zikaron to Rav Abramsky. They all came with the same klal. They came with a brisker rav. There's another missing thing in the Rambam. The Rambam didn't list that you need 71 to make a Kohen Gadol. In that list, it is in the Rambam by Kohen Gadol, but in the list, it's missing. So brisker rav is already omit on that hashmata. And the brisker rav says, as we said earlier, there really is no din that you need the Sanhedrin of 71 to make a Kohen Gadol. Really, the din is, it's Klal Yisrael. But they just represent Klal Yisrael. But you don't really need 71 mitzad Sanhedrin. Mitzad like the din of like Hilchis Dayon. So therefore, it doesn't belong on that list. Now, I'll give you a very geshmaka dugma ladover where you see that Sanhedrin sometimes is Klal Yisrael. There's a Tosfos that says in Sukkah that it says Ulekachtem Lochem Bayoyim Arishin Priyetzadeh. So it says in Lashon Rabbim Ulekachtem Lochem Sheyehe Lekicha Biad Kol Echad VeEchad. That every single person has his own Arba Min. Says Tosfos, but if it would have said Vilokachtolicha, then it would mean one person can say take Arba Minim for everyone. So Tosfos says Lochayr Imkain. After the first day of Sukkot, it only says L'kachtem L'chem B'yom HaRishon. So on the other days, L'chayr, one person should be able to take the Arba Minim for everybody. So Taisa shlugs it up. He says he can't say it. But L'maisa, the Aguda paskins it. The Aguda says, yes, after the first day of Sukkot, one person could take for everybody. So the Chassam Sefer brings down, Rav Gadol Echad To Me'oid B'Dover Zeh. And he doesn't explain more, but in Chuvis you find out what the story was. The Rav Gadol was a Rav of a shul, and in those days it was very hard to get Arba Minim. So they only had one set for a huge shul. So the Rav said, Shoin, it's a Shas of the Chak, the set starting from Chol HaMoed, one person, the Shlich Tzibur, will do it, and he'll do it for everybody, and he'll be Yotze according to that Gudah. So the Chassam Sefer says, Rav Echad Tob Ma'oid Bezeh. He doesn't know Darkei Hat Limud. What do you think this is? Shemeya Ka'ayne? One person is going to shake and everyone's going to listen? What's going on here? Tosfos meant Sanhedrin. Tosfos meant that the person, this one person, he would be Sanhedrin would do it. And the pshat is because that represents Klal Yisrael. But you can't have the shats. Who's the shats? He's not Klal Yisrael. So that's what he writes. So there I'm just bringing that up for an idea. That's not an idea of dayonim. And when they're shaking the Arba Minim, they're not paskening any dayonis. It's just the idea that they're Klal Yisrael. That's just a dugma for what the Brisker Rav is saying. So Memeila, so all these svarim want to say it's the same concept by Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam wrote that you need the Sanhedrin to do it. But if you're Medayik, the Rambam, when he writes, as it went down the Doiris, they kept on doing Kiddush HaChodesh weiter and weiter, says the Rambam, until it came to the point that there was no Bezdin Kavua be'Eretz Yisrael. So the Lashon of Rambam is Mashma, that as long as they had a Bezdin Kavua, that's good enough, even if it's not the Sanhedrin. So what happened? I thought you need the Sanhedrin. So the answer they want to give is that there's no din that you really need the Sanhedrin. You need the most prominent Beis Din that there is to represent Klal Yisrael. But if, let's say, it wouldn't be considered in all the Hilchos Sanhedrin, but that is the Beis Din of Klal Yisrael, that would also be able to represent Klal Yisrael. I wanted to give another dugma for what they're saying, that it says in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer that Avraham Avinu was also the one who did the Kiddush HaChodesh. And then after was Yitzchak Avinu. And then Yaakov Avinu also wanted to do it, but then I don't know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him or he knew by himself that since he ran away to Chutz La'aretz, you're not allowed to do Kiddush HaChodesh in Chutz La'aretz. So his father still had to do it. So that's what it says there. So were these people Sanhedrin? Does it say anywhere? I don't know. Avraham Avinu was 71. It doesn't say that. But the pshat was he represented Klal Yisrael. So the Iker Nekuda is that you need someone that the one who represents Klal Yisrael to do it, which is the Sanhedrin. But that's why the Ram didn't put it down by the things of 71, because it's not really a din of 71.
Goyshin is there,
no? It's outside of Eretz Yisrael. Goyshin. Oh yeah, so you're very good. The Minchas Chinuch asked the Kashi, yes, on the whole time. What's the pshat in the whole Midbar? How did they ever do Kiddush HaChodesh? They were out of Eretz Yisrael. So he says that Ad Shabo, he tells to the Gemara, like by Halal. The Gemara says, we only say Halal on a Nes in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, well, how do you say Halal on getting out of Mitzrayim? Ad Shabo, Eretz Yisrael, Huchshiru Kol HaRotzus. So Menachas Chinuch wants to say the same answer. Ad Shabo, Eretz Yisrael. That's what he wants to answer. Oh.
The Rambam's list of things that you need a Beis Din of Shim Ve'echod said Melech.
Melech is there.
For what?
To Minui HaMelech. Minu HaMelech Mamish needs 71.
So why is that different than
a... Oh, so the Brisker of his Masber that he says, because by Melech, there's a Pasuk that says that you need Sanhedrin Shel Shivim Ve'echad. The Pasuk, he brings the Pasuk. So there, it really says that you need the power of the 71 of the Sanhedrin. But by Kohen Gadol, where there's no Pasuk of any sort, it's just a Svara. So then the Svara is what? What's the Svara? The Svara is that the Jewish nation should appoint them. That's the svar, that's a chilek he makes. So im kain, so I want to be matzia a hatzah like this, that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron were not 71 either, until Matan Torah. I frekter b'shmul, so then how did they manage to do Kiddush HaChodesh in Mitzrayim? The answer is because they were Klal Yisrael. They were loigar than Avraham Avinu, or Yitzchak Avinu, or Yaakov Avinu. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron were Klal Yisrael then. They represented, they were the leaders. They were the leaders. And if you take a look in the Lashon of Rashi in Rosh Hashanah on Chof Beis Amr Aleph, the Gemara says over there that brothers are not good for Eidus. The Tana, we paskin. The Tana, that brothers are not good. So the Gemara says, how can you say that? But it says in the Torah, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. So you see that brothers could be Eidim. So the Gemara says, no, Lachem means Mesura Lachem. This Indian is Mesura Lachem, says Rashi. L'chashuvim shekemoyschem. To chashuv of people like you, that you should be the ones that make the Chodesh. So what type of title, Shaina title, is that chashuvim? What does it mean? You're chashuvim. Since when do we have a title chashuvim? The answer is, yeah, the title is the most chashuv of people in the door. They represent Klal Yisrael, and they can make Rosh Chodesh. So Memela, then there was Moshe and Aaron. They were the two leaders that they made it together. And in Achenami, now it's Miushav in a new way, the Kasha that the Ramban had on the Rambam. The Ramban said on the Rambam that, where did you get this thing of Sanhedrin? Where did you get Sanhedrin from? Said, oh, you got it from the Pasuk Lachem. And you're saying, because Moshe Rabbeinu is 71, so the Rambam, that can't be, then it should say Lecha. The answer is, the Rambam got it a little differently. The Rambam got it because since Hashem said Lachem, Taka Lashon Rabbim, it has to be Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron together because they are the leaders. So then who will be Bim Koim Chem, like the Rambam says, and those who are Bim Koim Chem? Now, the Sanhedrin is Bim Koim, Moshe and Aaron. But Avada, Moshe and Aaron had to do it in the first time. Literally, according to this, it comes out that they did it mamish. It was Moshe and Aaron, because they were the leaders. And I'm still agreeing that when the Gemara said Moshe ba'Aaron, Adik Aaron ba'Adoch, and he needed a third person, that's just a drasha ba'alma, lavdak, like we said already anyways. That means just for later generations, you need three. But the simple taich in the pasuk, you know, without the drasha, is pashup shah. Moshe and Aaron, they had to do it. They were the leaders, they had to do it. Okay, so that's the final thing. It comes out after this whole thing that we have two answers how to answer the kasha, why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do it alone. Either because even though he was 71, but you needed Tzuras Beis Din, or the other answer is because Moshe Rabbeinu really wasn't 71 at all in that time, and how did they manage to do Kiddush HaChodesh? Because of the din of Chashuvin. Okay, that's all. Okay, good Chodesh. Yeah. The Chari did. He must have had 71, I guess. I mean, that's the day. Oh, then he should be like 71. I never saw that anyway. Yeah, he must have had 71, I guess.
My father asked me to ask you a question.